بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continue with the verses of Dua. We are doing the various Duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we explained that the Duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very, very comprehensive. A lot of the Duas had to do with humility, with obviously sincerity is there, but showing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always showing his Duas in ability. So this is something that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other thing that we see is i'tiraf, confession, always confessing. The next thing that we see was the concern of akhirat, and the concern of correcting one's external side, correcting one's internal side, making a complete change so that the person can be in the pleasure of Allah from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our person can be conscious of the favors that Allah Ta'ala has given him, and how we can also be conscious that these favors Allah Ta'ala has given me, I must be using these favors for the sake of pleasing Allah Ta'ala, and not using these favors for the sake of displeasing Allah Ta'ala. For example, this eyes Allah Ta'ala has given me. Now these eyes should be used to please Allah Ta'ala, not used to displease Allah Ta'ala. Like that Allah Ta'ala has given me this tongue. This tongue should be used to please Allah Ta'ala, not to displease Allah Ta'ala. This ear that Allah Ta'ala has given me is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore in today's dua also you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that showing complete confession and making i'tiraf and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat also, and hidden in that asking for Allah ta'ala to protect him from the misuse of the ni'mat is also showing gratitude to Allah ta'ala for the favor that Allah ta'ala has given. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq, learning from these du'as. These du'as are there for us to learn how we should be making du'a. So today's hadith, and شكل ابن حميد رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله علمني دعاء قال قل اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر سمعي ومن شر بصري ومن شر لساني ومن شر قلبي ومن شر مني رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث الحسن. هذا شكل ابن حميد رضي الله عنه narrates that I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that teach me a dua, teach me a supplication. What a beautiful thing. He came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach me one dua. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri sam'i, wa min sharri basari, wa min sharri lisani, wa min sharri qalbi, wa min sharri maniji. Which means, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of my ears. I seek refuge in you from the evil of my ears. Ulama explain what is meant by this. That I seek refuge in you from my ears becoming a means of disobeying. Oh Allah, I'm seeking refuge in you from my ears becoming a means of disobeying. The next part of the dua, O min sharri basari, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of my eyes, which means I seek refuge in you from the evil, I seek refuge in you from my eyes becoming a means of evil. And the next thing, I seek refuge in you from the evil of my tongue, which means, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from my tongue becoming a means of evil. In other words, becoming a means of disobeying you, O Allah, I'm seeking refuge in you from this. The evil of my heart, again, O Allah, I'm seeking refuge in you from my heart becoming a means of disobeying you, of going against you. And the last part, and the evil of my semen, which means, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of my private part committing any sin that disobey you. In other words, Allah, I seek protection in you from any avenue that will lead me towards fornication, towards adultery, towards homosexuality, etc. Allah Ta'ala, I'm seeking complete protection from you. So this beautiful dua, short dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught by the Shakal ibn Hamid radiallahu anhu, but it means so many things. That these eyes that Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great ni'mat. Allah, save me from staring at strange women. Save me from viewing pornography, etc. Save me from looking at other people's possessions also with desire. It's also the evil of the eye. I'm looking at somebody, something that's halal, but it belongs to somebody else, and I'm wishing that how I can have that person's thing. It's not for us to do. Oh, a person is using his eyes now, and he's viewing other people with contempt. This is also the misuse of the eyes. The example of the evil of the ears refers to listening to backbiting, listening to slander, listening to music, listening to futile speech. and ignoring the truth, the haqq, when it's being told. And this last, or the other part, the evil of the heart, refers to fantasizing, thinking of evil, thinking evil of others, engaging the heart in all matters other than Allah Ta'ala, and that's what we will lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.